South Florida is on pace to see 2 feet of sea level rise in the next 40 years. That means higher insurance costs and salt water making its way into our drinking water supplies, among other impacts. But many candidates for political office do not have strong platforms for helping the region cope. That was the feeling of audience members at a sea level rise town hall last night in Coconut Grove. Joan Braun is from Aventura.
The much greater issue here is education about climate change and sea level rise. I think that's what needs to happen.
Many in the audience work on the environment and resiliency efforts. They said they're very concerned that candidates really did not distinguish themselves in any meaningful way when it comes to preparing for rising seas. Four candidates for Florida's House of Representatives attended the event. They largely focused on funding local infrastructure upgrades and supporting renewable energy. Sarah Emmons is with Radical Partners. The organization supports community engagement on regional challenges, including climate change.
Many of our candidates have pretty surface-level understanding of what some of the solutions are that need to be implemented.
She said candidates could work with local community groups to learn more about how South Florida can respond to rising seas.